What is mungus? What is mungus? I have been asked this question many times by the resupplicant folk of the ancient galleyways of the sideways town of Nowhereville. What is mungus? What is this mungus you speak of, Dan? Why does it trouble my nights? Well, we're going to discuss what the fuck mungus is, and here are core topics. First topic is the story of mungus. Next topic will be how you can identify mungus. Following that will be, do you know where the mungus lives? After that, we'll look at what happens if you get exposed to mungus. And what does it all mean? What does it all mean, motherfucker? In the time of the Vikings, who traveled to China and various places in the Far East using the ancient skiffs of sails and wood. In the time of the Vikings, where they would hunt the flesh upon the land and live on the highways with their women, who were both busty and drunk. They visited China. The Vikings visited China and they picked up a little something-something. Then when they settled Greenland in the 10th century, whatever, the Vikings began to spread a little something-something to the peoples that were there when they arrived. The ancient native peoples, dignified and proud. The Navajo spirits call the mungus the white man's dark curse of a butt filled with pus and pain. The Navajo Indians mock us in our bullshit. They will sell us little blue stones. They will sell us blue stones and trinkets looking like an eagle fucking a pelican. But they mock the white man's butthurt pain of bullshit. They told us what would happen if the mungus came here. How do you identify mungus? Usually you'll see purple speckles of blimp. You'll see purple speckles of blimp on the outside of somebody's clothing or on the paint of their car. The purple blimp signifies the presence of mungus, possibly. You'll also see a brownish corallium or a greasy substance of protein and oils and human bodily fluids collected by the edge of the curb. This is the kind of gumbus that the mungus loves. The mungus lives in this gumbo. The gumbo of street. The gumbo of life on the edge of Nowhereville. That's where the mungus lives. Yes, the horlium signifies the mungus, but what about yellowing scrapies and sprinkles? What about those red and nasty tart feelings of dismay? Those all signify the mungus to you, fuck. If you want to have some cottage cheese, you probably have the fucking mungus. Beware the Horlium. Beware the Horlium on the sidewalk. Do you know where the Mungus is? Do you know where the Mungus exists? Have you ever wondered about the alleyways and the forgotten places where humanity has been abandoned to its own broken self, a self divided upon itself, as an island split in half by a magical wizard? I can tell you about where the Mungus lives. Why don't you find a nasty, toxic pond of polluted water? If you can find Bigfoot, and if you can drill into his anus wall, you will find Mungus. Anywhere Karen lives, you know who Karen is. Hey Karen, is everything okay on the street? Hey Karen, is that on your porch? Are you hanging out on your porch smoking a cigarette in the dark, Karen? Trying to make sure the kids don't go skateboarding, eh Karen? If you can find where Karen lives, that's right. Anywhere Karen lives, you will find the Mungus. You know it when you see it, and make sure to avoid neocons as well. They carry a film of Mungus and other glomuli on their skin. They carry ancient parasites and worms. Neocons carry the Mungus and the splimp and the monkey herpes. If there is a thing called COVID, they carry that, man. They may be the only carriers of COVID. What happens if you're exposed to the Mungus? You should seek the guidance of the ancient witches and kings who live beyond the Great Sea. You should communicate with those spirit guides and spirit angels that live under the waterfall. You should touch the ancient stones of Rimulac. You should send messages to the outer realm of transcendental magic and seek the blessings and forgiveness of the goddess Merilda. And if you cannot fix the problem of Mungus on your own, you can always contact the demon Damaslos. He goes by another name, George Soros. He is the ancient demon that you can barter with for your wretched soul. If you offer up several babies in exchange, the demon might grant you your wish. What does it all mean? You are the King Lord. You are the ruler of your own mind-body connection. You control the Mandy folk of Kiblin Realm 44. You have total control of your bowel movements. That's part of the storyline, but also, if you get the Mungus, it's kind of like a yeast infection. Like a yeast infection in your brain. You'll have to drill into your brain with a very sharp drill and drain out the Mungus. It'll look like that black slime from the X-Files, fuck. Eating onions will improve your sexual mastery. And love is like goo. If you can remember anything, love is like goo. Love is a goo that you get stuck in. And you try to pull away, but it sucks you in deeper. It's filled with viruses and bacteria and paramecium and all kinds of fucking amoebic dysentery. And monkey herpes and you name it, that's love. Remember, that's what love is, man. Love is like goo. Love is nothing to you, man. Love opens up your heart and then breaks you in two. Love's just a sticky goo.